Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to On Every Main Street. With me in the studio today is Jessica O'Donnell.
Hello.
Jessica is the Executive Vice President of the Affiliated Chambers for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
I know that's a pretty big job, and thank you, Your Honor. We also have with us from the Borough of Hellertown.
Good evening.
Just elected, David Heintzelman.
It's good to be here.
The well, thank you. David Heintzelman.
Yeah, the.
I don't know about that.
Thank you so much for being here. Jessica, you cover a lot of ground
yes.
in your position. Can you explain, first of all, you're a speech pathologist.
Yes.
Where does one come from speech pathology to chamber?
So I've been with the chamber roughly about 6 years. It's hard to believe. Time flies when you're definitely having fun. But yes, my background is speech language pathology. I was a former elementary school teacher. A lot of similarities between the chamber world and teaching, for sure.
Yeah.
And yes, definitely. But yeah, 6 years ago, Tony and Frank discovered me, and it's been history ever since.
Okay, so you say they discovered you.
Yes.
Now, what were you doing when you were discovered?
I was hired for a chamber event, and I remember they were like, you have the personality for this. Come on board.
Were you wearing a bow tie?
No, I was not. And that's Tony.
And you still got the job.
Yes, I got that job.
Thank you very much. And Mayor, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to get into politics.
Well, I really didn't want to come into politics. What I wanted to do was to do something for the town. So what I did is I've been in the town since 1984, and I chaired a lot of functions, and I saw that there was a need for some change, and that is why I decided the next step would be just to become mayor of the borough of Hellertown.
Now, you were the deputy coroner also.
That's way back in the early infancies when I came into Hellertown, yes.
Did that job help you learn more about government, local government, and can you talk about how that may have prepared you for becoming the mayor?
Actually, that part didn't. The part that helped me with thinking that I could make a pretty good mayor was chairing so many functions. We have had some great leadership in our borough, and all of the mayors that I remember all gave their true heart and soul to the community. And I wanted to do something and give back to this town, and this was one way of doing it. Am I political? Probably not, but do I have my heart at the right place 100%.
For sure. Yes, you do.
And for those who don't know the mayor, he's a funeral director.
Yes, sir. Yes. Been here since 1984 with my brother. He and I own the Heintzelman Funeral Home, and we have expanded to crematory companies, an animal crematory company, and the town has been good to us. So I only thought it was right to give back to the town. And if we want to go further and say that the Chamber of Commerce has been so good to our town, we would not be able to be doing anything of our magnitude, from music in the parks, restaurant weeks, things like that, if it wouldn't be for their support, their success. They have the manpower, they have the leadership skills that teach all of us, and our community embraces that. And if we continue to embrace their vision, we can only move forward.
And just on that, too, our partnership with the borough is tremendous. They are huge supporters of us. As soon as a new business applies for a permit, they're saying, you need to connect with the chamber. They'll do a grand opening. You need to get involved. So we are very fortunate for that partnership with the borough.
Jessica, I'm hopeful that they pay your gasoline receipts, because it looks like you travel quite a bit.
Yes.
along this area.
Yes.
Can you?
I have seven offices throughout the Lehigh Valley because, again, we're on every main street. It's not just me. I have a team. Their success is my success. And same with my volunteers. So I manage a lot of volunteers, which are key stakeholders and community leaders within those communities that I work in. But it is a lot of fun. I get to meet a lot of great business and community leaders. And it makes it, seeing the impact and seeing the reward as far as, you know, these events becoming successful is a huge thing for us.
Would you say event promotion is one of your major jobs, or?
It's up there, but it's connecting. We connect a lot of people. So I might connect a key business owner with another person because collaboration. Advocacy is a big thing too as well. We're not economic development. However, we work with LVEDC and all those other organizations. I think collaboration, it's the biggest thing that we do.
Regionalism is a big thing in chamber work right now.
For sure.
And the Lehigh Valley Chamber is, I believe, the fifth largest in the country.
Correct. Yep. And one in Pennsylvania.
it's incredible how large it is.
Yes.
So what are some of the comparisons and what are some of the differences that you see in the areas that you are in charge of?
Yes.
With the chamber? And could you also name those?
So I'm mostly boroughs and townships,
okay.
From Emmaus to Hellertown to Coopersburg to Whitehall Township. We don't reinvent the wheel. What might be successful in one area, we try to do it in another area. And if it doesn't work, then we tweak it to make it, you know, that much more special, unique to that community. A lot of the similarities within these boroughs and townships, for example, you know, struggling with e-commerce or struggling with retail, like getting feet into their businesses. We see that across our main streets. So that's where the change steps in. How can we give these businesses awareness? What type of event can they be involved? Is it Small Business Saturday? Is it a shopping passport during the Christmas events? How can we showcase these businesses and make sure that they have that awareness across the Lehigh Valley? And one thing with my nine chambers is I have the control of the calendar that these two communities aren't competing. So what's happening in Emmaus, I'm not going to plan something in Macungie because my main goal is to drive outside people into this community.
So you're a scheduler also.
For sure.
Oh boy.
Big time. Big time.
I do mayor's calendar, always filling that
out. She does. She does. And you have to understand that organizations that she represents and brings into the community are second to none. I cannot begin to tell you that when you hear Jessica O'Donnell or you hear the chamber, what that means. We have had more ribbon cuttings than any other community. In fact, we only have, I believe right now, two open storefronts in the borough of Hellertown. Everything else is booked. And we have another ribbon cutting on Friday, mm-hmm. This Friday. And we are just so excited. And it has to do with engaging, networking. It is a great so-called marriage that a community can embrace their thoughts and run with it. Mm-hmm. And we do.
Yes, absolutely. The ribbon cutting this Friday. I mean, we're literally cutting the ribbon. That's the first time the public is going to be able to go inside that building.
So you have a lot of ribbon cuttings. That means that economic development is strong in Hellertown.
For sure. Come on down to Hellertown. That's what we like to say.
Can you tell us about some of the new businesses that you've welcome to Hellertown?
So this Friday is Wings on Main. They're going to have, I think, like 17 plus different types of wings. Hellertown definitely has a lot of restaurants. We have a lot of great businesses that participate in Restaurant Week. We actually just finished this past Saturday our Restaurant Week.
Right.
Yeah, so we had 11 businesses from ice cream shops to McDonald's to, you know, the unique Sagra Bravehearts that participated in this. And those prefix menus allow outside people to come into our community and see what we have to offer. We say it's the best time to dine, for sure, and it's also a way for those continuing customers, for those businesses to give back and say thank you for being with us for this many years.
Is it difficult to get people to the website to see what you have coming? Because I noticed with your menus for Restaurant Week, you actually had the fixed menu so people could look at the menu and see what they could get at the various places.
Absolutely, and it's just not the fixed menu. They could at least at Springtown, you can order anything you wish.
Mm-hmm.
So they are willing to adhere to your dietary concerns. And yes, it's a phenomenal way of engaging the people and building community. That's what we're doing is with all these grant monies that the chamber is very active in. And these grant monies provide us with like music in the parks to bring those people out that can come out to Sunday, 800 to 2,000 people. I mean, that is what our town is all about. We have a beautiful park system, probably more parks in Hellertown than other communities, but they're all very well done, family friendly. We just put in a brand new playground that was really it's unbelievable what that does for the kids. But they've been waiting. They were waiting an extra month or so to get in. And all you saw on social media, when is this park going? This playground going to be open? And to see those kids have so much fun. In fact, one of the children actually cut the ribbon because it's theirs.
Oh, fantastic.
I said, our town is great. Yes, we have to learn and tweak things, but our town is moving forward. It's willing to accept the change. And again, we couldn't do it without the help of the chamber.
And one thing we also say is we're a chamber of commerce, but we're a chamber of communities. So that's really important for us as far as our businesses want to be a part of the community. They are a part of the community, and they want to take advantage of all the benefits that the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber has to offer.
So if a business has trouble with e-commerce, you mentioned e-commerce, how can you help them?
We have a lot of small businesses in Hellertown that are mom and pop shops that can't do marketing, that can't do their website and social media. So we put on some educational events to say, hey, take advantage of Facebook, it's free, or LinkedIn or Instagram or something like that. But we do, for example, we have Light Up Night. Light Up Night last year, we had over 5,000 people for 3 hours at Morris J. Dimmock Park. We had vendors. We have a great partnership with the Saucon Valley School District, so the choir came, the band came, the Girl Scouts came. We showed a big movie because we have a great partnership with Mobile Technology Graphics that they provide like an 18-wheeler truck. It's a big screen and we're showing videos and then the performances are on there. But what we did is then we did a shopping passport. So the entire month of November and December, it was a holiday passport. Businesses could participate and it was a way to drive foot traffic in and shop small, shop local through these holidays.
And we can't forget that during that big event, we had the 309 Camel.
Snow Camel.
The 309 Camel was when we had that bad snowstorm in November, and the Camel was walking down 309. And
got a lot of press. It, like,
we got
made
a
its
lot
round.
Of press.
Wait a second. How'd the Camel get out?
They took the Camel
they
out
worried.
Of the trailer.
Yeah, they were worried that, with people driving, they would hit the trailer. So they took the Camel out of the trailer because they didn't want the trailer to get hit. So they were walking it down 309. So it created this social media buzz. Let me say we were the first community to get the snow Camel and people came for it.
Do you know how many hits you got?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember, but a ton. I mean, people came from all over to this event for the snow Camel to get selfies with it.
Is it amazing how many people notice these things on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is, and it goes viral. This social media with Facebook and things like that. If you would have said 35 years ago that there was going to be a venue or something like Facebook, I would say absolutely not. But look at what it's doing to everybody. It's bringing people together, and I hate to say I'm sorry for the newspapers. I see that dwindling. But social media is definitely increasing.
Well, there's community groups. So, like, for example, this morning I was posting our Hellertown ribbon cutting. So it's called Hellertown, Pennsylvania page. And it's all community members like the page. So I go in there and I post community events because I want the community to be at my events. Because we might not have the community's emails to be, linked up with the chamber. So I'm hitting a whole different audience on these community pages.
Fantastic. A lot going on in Hellertown. Yes. We are going to be back in just a moment. On Every Main Street, and I'm Greg Caponia.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or wdiy.org.
Welcome back, Mayor David Heitzelman of the Borough of Hellertown is our guest, along with Jessica O'Donnell, the Executive Vice President of Affiliated Chambers for the Greater Lehigh Valley.
We're back.
Let's talk about some of these big events you have. And there are many in Hellertown. There's a lot of reasons to go to Hellertown.
Yes. Definitely.
Right?
Slow down, look around, we like to say.
First, let's, okay, say that again.
Slow down, look around.
In Hellertown.
I love it, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the bike ride and how you put together the bike ride with the police department.
Well, that was one of my initiatives. What I wanted to do was to show the community that the police officers are human and that they're very easily approachable. So we tried this last year. We're doing this again this year. And what we do is we bring the kids together down at Water Street Park, and the police force comes out, and we take a bike ride for about 2 miles and bring them back, and then they get some ice cream afterward.
Great.
And you cannot say no to ice cream. And what really is neat about it is that they're also taught Steve LeBrake, who has the local bike shop. He'll do some safety things that go on about wearing helmets, the right type of helmet, and things like that. That is really nice. And we have a great, besides the park system, we have a great rail to trail. And that's what we have in our community that is very safe. And it's used by so many people, thousands of people, where they'll walk their dogs and ride their bikes. And again, see your neighbors that you might not have seen even if you live next to them. And so we do that once a year. We'd like to do it twice a year. It's very difficult. There's a lot of things that are going on. But we're expecting probably about 100 kids this year. At this event, and I consider it to grow every year that we provide this service to the community.
And you also do coffee?
Coffee with the cops.
With the cops. What we do is we have local restaurants or churches we've done that they invite us in, and we have a roundtable discussion. Ask your police officer anything you want at these events, usually about an hour and a half, and it's always funded by the restaurant or the church.
What's the biggest question that business owners might have for a police officer?
Probably safety, for safety sure. So the chamber, the Hellertown Lower Saucon Chamber does small business roundtables quarterly. Every year we do a conversation with the chiefs. So again, Hellertown Lower Saucon, we have both Lower Saucon Township and Hellertown Borough. So we get the police chiefs coming in, and they want to talk about safety, you know, knowing if there's cameras on the corner, you know, knowing how much money they should keep in the cash register if somebody's coming in and trying to rob or anything like that. So it's definitely safety.
I agree, definitely.
The library. You have something really exciting going on with your library and, once again, bicycles.
Yes, absolutely. A great partnership, again, with Steve LeBrake, Saucon Valley Bikes. We are doing a ribbon cutting for the Hellertown Library. They have a book bike or book bicycle.
So it used to be a bookmobile. Yeah, now we have the book bike.
So we're doing a ribbon cutting for them. Recently, they've raised funds, but also the Hellertown Lower Saucon Chamber gave them approximately about $1,500 for this bike. So they will be able to be mobile and handing out books to people. So it's very cool, one of a kind.
So if I'm living in the Hellertown area and I'd like a book, how do I go about?
You're going to go to the Hellertown Library and you're going to contact them and they will make their rounds. It's very cool.
First class. Listen, we're talking Hellertown here. And we are a first class community.
They're trendsetters. That's what I like to say.
I have to say, I've never heard about the book bike in any community. Congratulations on that. Your night out event.
So our Light Up Night is our annual holiday event. It's always the Friday after Thanksgiving. This used to be at Borough Hall. 5 years ago, I remember coming on board, and it was a tradition. It was always at the clock tower at Borough Hall, and it was just come out for Santa, come out for carols. However, I wanted to get more businesses and nonprofits involved, so I took on a little bit more every year, and this past year, we had over 5,000 people at Morris J. Dimmick Park. Great partnership with the school district, with the carolers, there's the band. We have a great partnership with Mobile Technology. We showed a movie last year. I think it was The Grinch. Great partnership with the businesses. I looked at my sponsorship flyer. We had over 67 sponsors, businesses that participated, that gave money to be a part of this event. So with that, the meaning sponsoring, they wanted to play a bigger part in the marketing to drive people to Hellertown.
That's a huge number. So let's say there's a few more people that want to be a part of this. How do they contact you?
Contact me at Jessica O at LehighValleyChamber.org or reach out to the Chamber's Facebook page. I mean, we want everybody and anyone to be involved in this great community event.
Now, do you ever get the mayor to dress up like Santa Claus?
No, he's Santa's helper.
He's
for
not
sure.
He's not the real Santa Claus, but sometimes we need elves.
Yeah, yes, that's what he is.
We definitely need elves. No, the light up night has grown, and I have to applaud again the Chamber, but their vision for this event has grown so much, and it wasn't just the numbers, it was the areas in which it was attracting the people. We had people from Peaburg area up in Bangor coming down just because of what they heard. Now, people might think it was because of the 309 camel, like we talked about. But to be very honest with you, I think there was a lot more. And if you see what the community businesses have provided that night, you know, a lot of it was free of charge.
For sure.
And you couldn't get rid of the people. They just loved to mingle. It was a great night, even though it was freezing.
It was definitely very cold.
And I left early.
Yeah. Yes, it's one thing that we're looking at, it possibly expanding the hours, because people did not want to leave. And that's a great feeling, knowing
sure.
that all our 6 months planning, I mean, we're planning already right now for November, but they did not want to leave. So we know that this is a successful event because they want to be a part of it.
Music in the Park.
Yes, great, great series. It's been 3 years. This Sunday, we have a concert, 6 to 8 p.m., featuring James Supra and Sarah Ayres. We have two local breweries, our local winery. We have a bunch of food vendors. This one actually is Dewey Fire Company, is going to be in the snack stand. We see anywhere from 800 to 2,000 people at these concert series. It is partially funded by the hotel tax grant that the borough applies for. So again, without the borough's support, we would not be able to do this, but people love it, come from all over, the community loves it. It's so great to see so many people in that park, kids running around. It's a great time in the summer to come to Hellertown.
Talk to me about the trails that you have and why people can come there for an opportunity to exercise, for example, and get out and just see the beautiful area.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually turn that over to Mayor just in 1 second, but Saucon Valley Bikes, again, we have a local bike shop in Hellertown, does a lot of activities, a lot of informational things at his shop, but he is constantly advocating and educating people to get on the trail. We actually have some great partnerships with the restaurants that you can get a picnic basket, and after you're done on the trail, go,
oh, wow.
You know, get a picnic basket and eat on the trail. Our trail is right next to where the farmer's market was. We had to move it temporarily. But again, the trail is right off of the main street, so you're right in the heart of Hellertown.
And we use the word safety. It is an area that when you do cross over the cross streets, that they are plainly marked to get off your bike and walk across, even though that doesn't happen too often. The people have gotten so used to the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that the trail is being expanded constantly, because now it's into Coopersburg, mm-hmm. and it's going to continue even further. So you want to exercise, you got to exercise. The other side of the coin is that if you're not into bike riding, they do now allow pedal assist biking, which is like an electric bike, which is really nice because, like myself, I have one that I can keep up with my younger daughters, so I don't have to be 3 miles behind them. And it's very nice. You don't hear it. It's all natural, no noise, no gas, but it's very nice to have those things available. But again, it builds community because, you know, when I get on the bike trail, the amount of people that you get to see, it's a great thing to see people out enjoying nature, enjoying where the rail used to be, and also seeing it's level. It's not that much of an incline. It's not bad at all. So anyone can handle that.
Now, when you go on TripAdvisor, they also talk about the farmer's market. You have a nice little farmer's market there.
Yes, we do. We have it right now. It's right at the Hellertown Library temporarily because of a bridge closure that's going to be happening. But it is. It's very cute, quaint. You can go there on Sunday, get your produce. There's live entertainment there. There's businesses that also participate in the farmers market. Again, you can see fellow neighbors, other key stakeholders in the community. It is a very, very nice farmers market.
Mayor, what are you most proud of in Hellertown?
I'm proud of the citizens. I think we have a great group of neighbors. I know the Dewey Fire Company uses the words neighbors helping neighbors. And if I can pivot off of that, we couldn't do a lot of the things that we do in our borough if we wouldn't have the support of its community. The restaurants, the businesses, we are so blessed. You do not have to leave the town to have a great meal and different varieties of foods, gas stations, you know, you name it, we have it. We have hardware stores. We are just so blessed. And as I mentioned before, with only having about two storefronts that are not occupied, I think it's a town that embraces change.
It is a
leader in different communities. In fact, because of our music in the parks, that has pivoted off into different communities because they saw
more
our
work
success.
For me.
It is more work for you. Sorry about that. But we are blessed. Our community is blessed. Are we a perfect community? There is no such thing as that. But do we get along? Yes, we do. And we work things out. We communicate. One of these roundtables that Jessica had mentioned is a big thing that we're doing right now with our council. Is if you don't want to come to a council meeting, okay, don't show up. But we do offer roundtable discussions with the elected officials. And it's a very soft way of hashing out some issues that you might have that you're not comfortable going into the borough to get the answers.
Well, our time is about up.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for having us.
And Mayor Heintzelman, thank you so much for coming by and telling
pleasure.
Us about all the great things in Hellertown.
Come on down thank to you. Hellertown.
All right. Once again, on every Main Street, this is what you're listening to on WDIY, and I'm Greg Caponia.